Jessica Ebert here reporting on the 2025 Wheat Harvest Tour right outside of Hillsdale, Oklahoma with Ryell Farms. Stan, Travis, and Brian farming with their dad, Terry Ryell. Terry is been farming for 61 years now, and we're going to visit with him. He's the dad here. Terry, tell us a little bit about when you started last week and what you've done over these 61 years with your wheat harvest.
We started last week. We have cut some two or three different varieties. We've had good results with some. We've had excellent results with others and fair results with a different variety. I've been doing this all my life, and the older I get, I hope I'm getting better at it. I don't know. But our yields seem to be really pleasing this year. I really didn't expect what I'm getting this year, but we've had some wheat up there around 50 bushels to acre, and test weight's extremely good. Protein's good. Everything is good. I've done it for, like she said, 61 years, I guess. I started with my mom and I when I was 14, when my dad passed away. We've seen a lot of changes from combines with no cabs and little 14-foot headers to combines now with cabs, and almost like living at home with 40-foot headers, and life is good, I guess. So I really expect a good harvest this year. I really do. We've had a little hail damage and a little wind damage, but for the most part it's pretty good. So I think I'm expecting a good, reasonable crop. Sure would like to have a little more for my former wheat, but that's the life of farming.
Absolutely. Sometimes we can't predict Mother Nature, and we can't predict surprise, can we?
Nope. We have no control over neither one of those. So whatever Mother Nature gives us, that's what we take.
That's right. And it looks like here, we are having some sprinkles coming in, but you guys, if the sun comes out this afternoon, you think you'll get back going?
Oh, yeah, we'll get back going. We'll get this finished up and get moved back to where I live, out around the Allene area. We'll get this land done and move back, and we'll be ready to progress on.
How far north do you go, or is this your farthest field north here at Hillsdale?
Yes, this is the farthest north and really east. I live basically due west of here, about 25 miles, and that's where a lot of that ground is. And then I have ground south of it down around Fairview, Oklahoma. I've got some land down there, and that wheat down there looks extremely good.
Perfect. Well, I really appreciate this, Terry, and it's Jessica Ebert reporting 2025 Wheat Harvest Tour. Thank you.